Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, in fact. It is the week when the Republican world is still reeling to some extent from President Trump's return to the hustings. It's a campaign speech and an indication that he is going to expend a great deal of his energy campaigning for Republicans for the election of 2022. Will he play any role in the big elections that are coming up this year? An election for governor of Virginia, where there's actually a very promising Republican candidate to challenge the long domination of Virginia government now by Democrats. Well, we'll see. Will President Trump get involved in the New York mayoral election? No. There is no chance. First of all, not popular in New York. Secondly, there's no chance for a Republican, one of the Republican candidates, and there are two of them, Mateo and Curtis Sliwa, who's a friend. But no, they're not going to win the mayoralty in New York. It'll be one of the many Democrats who are running. And then there's a governor's race in New Jersey and a legislative race in New Jersey. I don't think President Trump has any desire to get involved with that. He has gotten involved in North Carolina. He endorsed a congressman to run for the Senate seat that is being given up by Richard Byrd. And that signifies, by the way, the fact that apparently he cleared with his daughter-in-law. Everyone had been talking about Lara Trump, who is a North Carolinian, about her running for the United States Senate to hold that Republican seat, which is going to be crucial if the Republicans are going to have any chance at all of taking over the Senate. And there will be a contest. President Trump said some negative things. I don't know why. About former Governor McCrory. Basically, former Governor McCrory lost the governorship, and he's now trying to run for Senate. Trump is not supporting him. He's supporting the other guy, but we will see what happens with that. He also indicated what he considers to be the stakes in the upcoming election. This is the former President of the United States, clip 11.
The survival of America depends upon our ability to elect Republicans at every level, starting with the midterms next year. We have to next year get it done. We have to get it done. We have no choice, actually. We have to get it done. Together, we're going to defund our freedoms. You just take a look at what's happening. We have to defend our borders. We have to do all of these things. And the cancel culture, the defunding culture, the defending culture, and they defend the wrong things. We're not going to let it go any longer. We're going to stand up for our values. We have to stand up for our values, and we're going to take back our country, and we're going to take it back at a level that is very, very good for our country, and it's good for our citizens, because we can't allow bad things to happen to our country. And bad, bad things are happening to us, perhaps like never before. You'll be seeing what goes on, and perhaps like never before.
Uh-huh. A little bit of a problem there with defend and defund, saying initially we have to defund our country. All right. Does it sound to you like his heart is in it? I don't know what the deal is. The big part of his speech that's getting all the publicity is the one kind of new idea. It's an idea that won't happen. There's no chance in the world, but at least it's something that the president seemed a little bit more, former president, seemed a little bit more enthusiastic about. This is President Trump speaking out, surprisingly, in favor of reparations. No, not reparations for slavery. Reparations for COVID. Now, how's that going to work? Here's President Trump explaining, clip 10.
But Fauci has perhaps never been more wrong than when he denied the virus and where it came from. The time has come for America and the world to demand reparations and accountability from the Communist Party of China. We should all declare within one unified voice that China must pay. They must pay.
Okay, a lot of applause and not a lot of chance that that will happen. China might very well make some gesture and say, oh, we're providing some of our vaccines to other countries to help deal with this. But the idea that they pay reparations or admit that there was, in fact, a lab leak, and the evidence looks increasingly strong that there was, that it seems to me, together with reparations, is a very much a long shot. He then added that all nations across the world should also cancel their debt to Beijing. That would do wonders for the world economic system. Really? Yeah. He also called Dr. Anthony Fauci a poor doctor, but a great promoter for his constant appearances on television. He's a nice guy, a great promoter. Not a great doctor, but he's a hell of a promoter, Trump said. He likes television more than any politician in this room, and they like television. Trump also, the other part of his speech that got lusty applause and was very well received, he attacked Mark Zuckerberg. Surprise, surprise. Mark Zuckerberg had just banned him for another 2 years. He was not going to be allowed back on Facebook until January of 2023 at the earliest. And then, of course, he also said that Zuckerberg had shelled out, quote, millions to help election offices in highly democratic areas adapt to the COVID-19 pandemic. Quote, that election will go down as the crime of the century, and our country is being destroyed by people perhaps who have no right to destroy it, said President Trump. What's fascinating to me is that President Trump, whatever you want to say about him, his speeches and his public appearances always got great ratings. There was a great deal of energy that he communicated. It just doesn't seem that way right now. One of the things he said, they may allow me back, meaning on Facebook, in 2 years. We got to stop that. We can't let it happen. So unfair. They are shutting down an entire group of people, not just me. They are shutting down the voice of a much more powerful and much larger group. This was a speaking of the North Carolina Republican Convention. It was the first in a planned series of speaking engagements this summer. The ex-president used the speech to also slam the Biden administration for its border control policies, claiming that illegal crossings over the U.S.-Mexico border have soared since he left office. We never had a problem, and now they blew that one too, President Trump said. After we instituted these policies, the number of illegal aliens declined by 91%, but under Joe Biden, illegal crossings are up by 1,000% compared to the same period last year. They're emptying their prisons. They're sending murderers, drug dealers, human traffickers, and others just as bad to the United States, said President Trump. What happens? Is it true that President Trump has a sure, solid bet on the nomination? And would Governor DeSantis run even if Trump did? Sounding more and more like he would. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved.
Wait!
In a moment.
Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty, it's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael Medved.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is always good to welcome some good news. And there was some good news from the Republicans in the House of Representatives, who are all getting ready for an aggressive campaign to take over the House, and a campaign led by the Kevin McCarthy, of course, who's the Republican leader in the House, and the whip in the House, who's Steve Scalise of Louisiana, and the head of the conference, the Republican conference, the new head, replacing Liz Cheney, Elise Stefanik, who was one of the youngest female members ever elected to the House of Representatives. I believe she was 30. Might have even been 29 when she was elected. You can be elected to the House anytime after the age of 25. You have to be 30 years old to be a member of the Senate. In any event, Elise Stefanik had a very big announcement. She's having a baby. And her first. And she becomes the 10th active member of the House of Representatives. I believe she is planning to run for re-election, having just made it to the leadership. But, yes, she is expecting. And however one feels about the treatment of Liz Cheney, and I think it's kind of a shame, but Elise Stefanik is a fine member of Congress. She is a dedicated Republican, and she is now an expectant mom, and congratulations. There was some other news out on the campaign trail that wasn't so positive for Republicans. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that they had a GOP convention in the state of Georgia over the weekend, and Governor Brian Kemp, who is running for re-election against Stacey Abrams, who has a new best-selling book. It's a political thriller about disease and vaccine affairs and backstabbing and basically centered around the Supreme Court. But Stacey Abrams, unless Republicans can come together behind Governor Brian Kemp, they're going to lose. And Georgia, which is one of the utterly crucial swing states that any Republican really needs to win the White House, that state's going to be a real problem. Brian Kemp was booed, and repeatedly booed, when he spoke to the GOP state convention. I don't know how anybody believes that by going after Brian Kemp, by going after Brad Raffensperger, who certified and authorized the election in Georgia, which Biden won, how that is going to help the party in Georgia or anywhere else for that matter. And the idea of booing your own incumbent governor, who's been a very strong conservative governor on all the issues conservatives really care about, he has been solid. That is a shame. There's also this, the J.P. Morgan Chase and Company, one of the biggest banks in the country, said they are going to resume making political donations to U.S. lawmakers, but they won't give to Republican members of Congress who voted to overturn Biden's election victory. Also, that over the weekend, as I mentioned, President Trump endorsed Representative Ted Budd, who is a Republican representative of the 13th District in North Carolina. He did that on Saturday night during the North Carolina GOP state convention after his daughter-in-law, Fox News contributor Lara Trump, declined to enter the state's Senate race. Trump seemed to take a swipe at former Governor Pat McCrory in his endorsement. He said, "I am giving Bud my complete and total endorsement. We're going to work with him, campaign with him. You can't pick people that have already lost two races and do not stand for our values." McCrory lost his reelection campaign in 2016, as well as his first run for governor back in 2008. McCrory is still the only candidate, says the National Journal, with experience winning statewide. Minutes after the speech, McCrory held an impromptu news conference in the back of the ballroom, blaming Washington insider advisors around Trump for not receiving the endorsement himself. Well, this is all difficult and it's complicated and it's coming our way. Also good news, it seems to me, the U.S. has surpassed 300 million COVID vaccine shots administered. Though Gallup now says that the people who have not yet gotten even one injection are likely to continue to resist the idea of getting vaccinated. That's not Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. He actually is doing a lot of very public bill signing, and he sounds great with the statements that he makes after he signs these bills. He has one now that he signed in front of a big banner that said, "Stop CCP Influence." What's CCP? Chinese Communist Party. Listen to the governor of the nation's third largest state. Clip six.
The first bill that I signed today safeguards our public institutions from undue foreign influence, and that means prohibiting agreements between public entities and the Communist Party of China or Cuba or any of these other malignant forces. And so as of the time we sign this bill and it goes into effect, Florida, we will be banning things like Confucius institutions from being in our universities or in our colleges. And I know we had issues with that right here in Miami-Dade County, so it's the right thing to do. But beyond prohibiting direct deals with these adversarial governments, the bill also makes sure we don't make deals with private companies that are closely tied to these foreign adversaries.
Okay, I don't know if it's going to pass constitutional muster to ban Confucian institutions, to ban a religion. Now, what he's talking about is institutions that are set up with money from the Communist Party. To ban the flow of money, I would imagine that would hold. He also said this about the Communist Party's clip 7.
I think if you look right now, there is no single entity that exercises a more pervasive, nefarious influence across a wide range of American industries and institutions than the Communist Party of China. Academia in the United States is permeated with influence. And I'll go through some of the people. You have researchers getting indicted. This is very common to see researchers at major institutions, including in Florida and also around the country, getting indicted for being in cahoots with the Chinese government. You look at corporate media and the entertainment industry in this country. They are in the pocket of the Communist Party of China.
Okay, this is a an issue in which obviously he can assert some foreign policy chops. DeSantis, I don't think there's any doubt, is running. And if he wins re-election by a hefty margin, and I think he probably will, look for him to be a very formidable candidate. We'll be right back.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Vice President Harris is pledging U.S. help for Guatemala in an effort to stem the flow of illegal immigration. During a joint news conference, Harris saying the Biden administration is working closely with Latin American countries to help solve the problems of poverty, violence, and corruption.
This is one of our highest priorities, and I came here to be here on the ground to speak with the leader of this nation around what we can do in a way that is significant, is tangible, and has real results. And I will continue to be focused on that kind of work as opposed to grand gestures.
The FDA is approving the new first Alzheimer's drug in nearly two decades. It's injectable, and it's supposed to slow the spread of cognitive decline in early stages of dementia patients. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at ContactInTheDesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contact in the desert.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's powerful and inspiring.
Charles Grassley is 87 years old. He was born on September 17, 1933, and he is the President Pro Tempore Emeritus of the United States Senate. And 87, that's up there. That means he's the same age as Dianne Feinstein, and I think he's might be a year younger than the current President Pro Tempore of the Senate, because the Democrats took over the Senate, Pat Leahy of Vermont. One of the big questions in American politics is who is going to hold that Senate seat? Is he going to run when he's 88 years old, Chuck Grassley? Well, he Friday night, he threw out the first pitch at the minor league baseball game for the Quad Cities River Bandits. That's always a good name for a scene. In any event, no word as to whether he did better or worse throwing up the first pitch than John Kerry did. Remember that? He bounced it to home plate. Dr. Fauci, not good. When I threw out the first pitch for a Phillies game, living up to a lifelong dream, they had a jersey that fit and everything, and my pitch had the distance. The record and the video will show it had the distance. It was a wild pitch.
Strike three, you're out!
Well, partially because the Philly fanatic had come up to me before I threw the pitch and said, okay, I'm going to try to catch it, but don't throw too hard because I'm not wearing a mitt or anything, right? And, okay, so what are you supposed to do? Here I haven't been worried about, I just got to worry that I'm throwing it far enough so I don't do what John Kerry did. No, I didn't. There may have been some heat. As I say, the ball went over his head. No, because the ball went over his head. It didn't drop in front of the plate. So I had the distance, but not really the aim. You know, young pitchers often suffer from control problems. I hope not. It probably is. It probably is. Everything's on YouTube. When was that? That was a ways ago. I think that was in the Bush era when everybody was still... Remember, President Bush, who was wearing a bulletproof vest, which is really hard, threw a perfect strike with some pretty good velocity when he was marking the comeback to baseball after... The nightmare of September 11th. Oh, good for President Bush. Last words from Governor DeSantis of Florida, who, he should do very, very well. He's running against Charlie Crist is likely to be the nominee. And I think both he and Marco Rubio will have a tougher fight because he's running as Val Demings. But in any event, Governor DeSantis said this about big tech, which was also, of course, big tech was slammed in President Trump's speech over the weekend and by Ron DeSantis as well. This is clip 7B.
You look at corporate media in this country, they were on this country in the vanguard of trying to suppress the truth about the lab leak theory. They've got deep financial ties to the Chinese government and the Chinese Communist Party, and we just have to call it for what it is. Big tech also runs interference for the Communist Party of China. You know, people were trying to search for the tank man in Tiananmen Square on Bing recently, and it had no results came up. That's very curious. Microsoft said, oh, it was just an oversight, it was a mistake or whatever. Really, that's a pretty convenient mistake to have. But you see time and time again, the big tech giants, it seems like when they put their thumb on the scale, they're almost always putting their thumb on the scale in favor of protecting the Communist Party of China.
Okay, nobody's talking about the NBA right now. I mean, people are talking all about the NBA and about the championships and about the fact that LeBron isn't in the championship playoffs for the first time in many, many years. Got all that. But if you talk about corporations and their dealings with China, certainly some of the more suspect and fishy dealings have involved the NBA. And he finally concluded on this issue this way. This is clip 5 from Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida.
And, of course, in the United States, major celebrities, athletes, and business leaders will frequently virtue signal regarding the latest crusade or cause du jour that they have about things in the United States. And yet, almost every one of them falls silent when it comes to calling out the atrocities committed by the Chinese Communist Party. And so all we are doing today is saying enough is enough. We've got to start fighting back. And so the state of Florida is doing that. If you look at the bad influence that we see, we've seen it here in Florida.
Okay, it's one of those things where people are probably thinking, well, what's the latest from China? The latest from China is now they're allowing people with special applications to have 3 children. They now have not a 1-child policy or a 2-child policy. They have, under certain conditions, a 3-child policy. But what is really, really important to think about is think about what it means when a government takes that kind of power. Because that's what we're talking about. That they determine how many children you have. Now think about what that means and what that says about the Chinese communists. One of the other things where their record is not so good is religious faith. And in the United States, as people would expect, because so many churches and synagogues are reopening, I actually had the great opportunity of going to a wedding at our synagogue, which is taking place this week. And first time we've been able to have a wedding or any kind of celebration at the synagogue since the pandemic. And it's very, very different. Gallup says in their release this week, with many churches, synagogues, mosques, and temples reopening or lifting capacity limits as more Americans are vaccinated, in-person attendance is rebounding. Well, of course. 20% of U.S. adults report that they have attended a place of worship in person in the past week, and another 10% say they have participated virtually. When this question was last asked in December, slightly more Americans were still attending remotely, 16%, than in person, 13%. Wow. In contrast, last May, just a year ago, 3% of U.S. adults said they had attended a house of worship in person. That's all. While 28% had done so remotely. Across the entire year, the proportion using some means to participate in a worship service stayed fairly steady, near 3 in 10. What's fascinating here is they print with this report on the very latest, some of the background. And I'll bet you'd have a tough time figuring out when the record high would have been. It says they began doing this survey for Gallup historically in 1939. And when was the record? The record was... No. Record was in 1955. The annual measure in the U.S. had risen to a record high 49%. Pretty amazing that nearly half of everybody went to church or synagogue. Now the record, including... the remote participation is 30%. What's fascinating is the way it breaks down according to age. It's not what you'd expect. It's not just old people going to church or synagogue. What other group? We'll talk about it coming up.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Things that annoys me is right now there's a lot of people on the left who are attacking religious conservatives for supporting, quote, Christian nationalism, as if there were something un-American, something dangerous, something extreme about believing that God actually has a plan for this country, believing what George Washington believed and Abraham Lincoln, and yes, Thomas Jefferson, he talked about it too, and Benjamin Franklin. Not to mention Franklin Roosevelt, John Kennedy, big liberal heroes. Okay. God clearly believes there is a plan for America. It's not some act of Christian nationalism or extremism to say that. I wrote a book about it. It's called God's Hand on America. And right now you can get a special book bundle with a signed, personally autographed, hardcover book version of God's Hand on America, together with an audiobook version of the entire book read by me, and together with a MP3 player to play it on very conveniently. Just go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for God's Hand on America. Speaking of God's Hand, it is fascinating for me to look at this and to think about, we had a very big religious revival in this country in the 1950s. And that was when they coined the slogan, the family that prays together stays together. And that Eisenhower era, there have been several books. John Sears wrote a very good book about the faith of Dwight D. Eisenhower. He didn't trumpet it as publicly as he did, but if you read about his relationship with the late Billy Graham and the really deep religious faith that Eisenhower had, it sometimes that is picked up and reflected during a presidency. But it was also with people so conscious of the danger of nuclear war and having gone through Korea and World War II, and approaching the idea that the whole world could be extinguished by some kind of nuclear exchange with the old Soviet Union, There was that, and then there was also the growth of suburbs. And in the suburbs, people were looking to churches and synagogues and temples as more of a social center for people who are in a new home, leaving the old urban neighborhoods. That's one of the reasons that most people think that the church attendance went up so dramatically in the 1950s to its highest level ever of 49%. But here's something that I found surprising and fascinating is the Gallup survey that shows that religious attendance has rebounded. Well, not with everybody. It's rebounded particularly with, what do you think, men or women? Answer is women. Women are generally more likely to answer yes to questions about personal faith and certainly to answer yes about participation in religious services. Right now, 24% of American men, one out of four, answered yes to the question, I've been to organized religious services within the last 7 days. And that's what we're measuring right here. Have you, yes or no, been to religious services within the last 7 days? For men, 24%. For women, it's 36%. So the difference, of course, being less than one out of four and more than one out of three. That's a notable difference. And then there's this, particularly right now, and I do think it's fascinating to me, is that, okay, it's no surprise that people who are 55 or older are going to be more likely to go to church than younger people. But what is interesting to me is that people who are 35 to 54 are less likely to go to church than younger people. In other words, why would it be that people 18 to 34 who are not as likely to be married, not as likely to have children, why would they be going to church more frequently? And by the way, and they've bounced back. In other words, if you take a look at the people in middle age, 35 to 54, they haven't bounced back since 2020. And it makes you wonder, what is it about those middle years that has been so hard on church attendance? In other words, you have younger people and older people both more likely to go to church than middle-aged people. And it may be related particularly to the pandemic. I mean, I guess middle-aged people are more likely to be unfamiliar with, for instance, the numbers include actually not only going in person, but people who are attending services virtually. As somebody who is not a computer whiz myself, I think there are some people who, for whom the whole virtual connection never really kicked in, and that might explain why you have people 18 to 34 who are less likely to go to services. The bottom line, Gallup says, the pandemic's effect on America's practice of their religion has been significant. Church membership in 2020 fell to its lowest point in more than eight decades of Gallup's tracking, and overall religious service attendance, the combined percentage of in-person and virtual also reached an all-time low. The latest data show that even as in-person attendance has increased with fewer closures and capacity limitations, overall attendance remains lower in 2021 than in 2019 before the pandemic. As Americans gradually resume their pre-pandemic lives, their participation in religious services may increase further, but as the trend shows, attendance has generally been declining over the past two decades, which I do think is a shame. Because it is one of the joys in life, socially, spiritually, and one of those things that I think it's possible. There are very few people who will say, gee, I wish I had spent more time at the office. But I think at the end of things, wishing that you had devoted more time to religious exploration and relationship and connection, yeah, that's possible. Speaking of connection, there's a pretty good movie that's pretty heavy on religious themes, actually. It's a movie about Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, and an orphanage there that has to rely on a very unusual way of saving its building from repossession by the bank. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In order to keep a Mexican orphanage from shutting down, a group of plucky boys and their surrogate papa enter a marlin fishing expedition where they have to defend on a crusty fishing boat captain, energetically played by Dennis Quaid in Blue Miracle, now streaming on Netflix.
You and three of your least annoying orphans will be on my boat for the competition. When I catch the winning fish, we'll split the earnings. Comprende?
Though the plot seems preposterous and manipulative, it is based on a true story with some undeniably touching and inspiring elements. The camera work is gorgeous and well edited, and Timmy Gonzalez, as the long-suffering head of the orphanage, delivers a lead performance that's charismatic and convincing. With elements of faith and redemption playing a major role, the film earns a TV PG rating for elements of danger and drinking. 2.5 stars for Blue Miracle. No, it's not miraculous, but it's a solid piece of work. And it's almost like taking a vacation in one of those fairly upscale Mexican fishing resorts, though most of the film was actually shot in the Dominican Republic. Speaking of Mexico, they just had a campaign there where AMLO, the president, the socialist president of Mexico, was trying to accrete more power. They don't have final returns yet, but it's we'll see. But one thing that we also will see is some need for election reform and security. A voting station was disrupted in the middle of the voting this weekend when somebody threw a severed human head. That's a problem, thank God, we don't have in the United States. We do have a situation where there is a tremendous push for more Republican victories based upon Latino support. John Fund says the evidence is in from Texas, and it's encouraging for Republicans in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.